Well, we've been involved in a number of research studies here at Penn State, a study that Kathy Drager and Jesse Nemser and myself were involved in, and then one that Jen Curran, Becca Page, and Laura Pitkin and I were involved in. One of these studies, the first one, looked at comparing AAC systems to popular toys on the market to see what are the features of popular toys and how might we incorporate those features into AAC systems to make them more appealing to young children. The second study involved bringing in a group of children and setting them loose to themselves build machines, design machines, to allow kids with disabilities who can't communicate via speech a means to participate more effectively with their families and with their friends at school. Some of the suggestions coming out of those studies to increase appeal are the following. First of all, we need to make sure that we are infusing fun activities into the AAC systems that we use. Too often, somehow or other, we fall into sort of this work mode where we become very serious and there's right ways and wrong ways to do things. And as a result, we're really not much fun when we're interacting with the kids. So we really need to make sure that what we're infusing into the systems are really activities that are highly motivating to the kids and that are really fun activities. Wendy and I just came back from seeing one of our little guys this morning, and he was engaged in making the system laugh and getting me to laugh and on and just clearly having so much fun and being so motivated using the system and engaged for quite some time with us just laughing and playing with the system. A second possibility is to incorporate some popular characters. We have a set of twins that we've been involved in, and they're very interested in some of the Disney characters like Dora and SpongeBob and those characters, and we've infused and built some of those characters into their AAC system so that they can play and interact and have fun with the characters that they're familiar with. We make use of a lot of sound effects within the AAC systems that we develop with songs and musical instruments, laughter, and different voices. Kids are very engaged by sound, and particularly the ability to produce sound, and so it can be a really fun way to incorporate interest and play into AAC systems, and we're so fortunate that we have the capability to record that sound on most of the systems. So, for example, Melissa was involved in programming for one of the young children, the opportunity to play with a play phone. It has the ringing of the telephone and hi and all kinds of things that you might do using sound effects. We use as many bright colors as we can, adding decorations to the system so that there's interest in terms of the look of the system. We try as much as possible always to allow the child to choose. As you know, with young children at this age, it's really powerful for them to be able to be in control and to have their choice of how things look and how they appeal to them. And most importantly, to have fun. We don't want, when we're out there, to develop systems that are appropriate for middle-aged speech-language pathologists or teachers, but rather systems that are appropriate for kids and that are fun. And so we're always working towards that goal.